Hello and welcome to another edition of the Worth to Wealth podcast. And today I am so excited to be talking and speaking with Master Coach Aprielle Franks, the CEO and President of Domination Nation. Yay! And thank you, Coach Aprielle, for accepting my request to speak to my group today, or to the ladies today, on the Worth to Wealth podcast. It's so nice to have you here.
Well, absolutely. I would never say, you know, you're such an amazing person and just a great supporter of the tribe. So it's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And as you ladies know, I like to bring on boss ladies to help you all continue to move on, to motivate, inspire, to help you to keep going with tapping into your worth to wealth. And there's no greater person to have on than Coach Aprielle, who has accomplished many things in her plight and who has obviously during this time, it's great to hear from someone who's had to pivot many times, as she's told us and shared with us about her story. I know I've heard it 8,000 times, but you can never hear it enough. And obviously during this time that we are in right now, there's no greater time than to hear from Coach Aprielle. So Aprielle, please share just a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what you bring to the ladies.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the Worth to Wealth podcast. Thank you so much, Miss LaShonda DeBrew. And to all the listeners, thank you so much. And if you haven't already, I have to say, if you haven't already, share this with a business girlfriend of yours and make sure that you do. You know, it's professionally, I'm a business coach. I help people build tribes, launch products, and scale their service-based businesses. And I enjoy doing that. It was definitely a journey getting to that realization that was my jam and that is what I and my team are really good at doing. But I think, you know, that all sounds great and all that, but I don't think that's why you should be listening to me. I think you should be tuning into this because, you know, right now our world is in the middle of upheaval of, you know, lack of leadership, lack of integrity, fear. You know, it's being incited, you know, across the world, but also, you know, just in these United States of America. And so I think it's really important for entrepreneurs and women of power to assess and to pivot. And that's really something we naturally do. And so that's a conversation I'm really excited to dive into. So more so, you know, my business accolades and, you know, tribes and all that. I think this is just a very human conversation, you know, that from a businesswoman, also a grandmother, a mother, you know, a significant other, a daughter, you know, those are the things during these times, as well as that other role, right? As that professional that you are and maintaining your wealth in all areas, because wealth is more of a holistic thing, I think. So yeah, I think this is going to be a good conversation to get into.
It is. And you said a few key things, but going back to, I know what I love to share with the women and to help them understand is you can't just have or depend on one thing or one stream or whatever. And not only depending on one stream of one thing, but to really understand the power that we have within and knowing your worth, tapping into your worth to create your wealth. And of course, wealth that comes from within and knowing who you are and whose you are first. It's not just about a monetary thing, but you really have to tap into your worth and create that wealth and know the wealth internally, which will obviously manifest on the outside.
Absolutely.
So again, in helping the women to not just monetize it, but, you know, can you speak more to how you tapped into your worth and when you recognize the power of that to help you create your wealth?
Sure. So I think, you know, for me, just a little backstory. I mean, I didn't grow up just feeling worthy. You know, that was something that I had to develop. You know, I didn't grow up just feeling worthy. I think in my very young years as a toddler, you know, I remember being 3 years old and all the men in my family fought all the women in their family. And so for me, I always view the male-female dynamic just as, you know, something that a woman has to do was, you know, take care of herself and, you know, maintain her personal power. And so I was always seeing these images of women being repressed and oppressed and suppressed and all the presses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just instilled in me that the only time people want to belittle you or attempt to abuse you verbally or physically is because they know that you are powerful. It's because they know that you're powerful. And you can even equate it to slavery, you know, and why was it that, you know, the Africans at that time and women were not allowed to read? Because they knew that if we got a hold of information, if we got a hold of the word, if we got a hold of education on how to do things, that we would be equal.
And that control, they would have, they would maintain control.
Mm-hmm. You know, and exactly, they want to maintain it and they felt like they would lose it when really it's not really about that. And so I think one of the things for women to recognize is that it's okay if you're in a place where you're not feeling that you are at your 100%, like, you know, you got it going on and blah, blah, blah. It's really about acknowledging where you are. And then let's fill in the gaps. Let's see where we need to go from here. So for me, I just wanted to let you know before I even get into this, is I was just raising my parents. My parents did the best they could. But that still ended up in some dysfunction, you know, and I still had to learn and recognize and pay attention to my internal spiritual system that says you are worthy, you know, and really believe that and stop listening to those other voices. And so, yeah, absolutely. And I always say that women, if we were going to equate it to dating, just because that's an easy go-to, women date their self-esteem, right? If you don't feel good about yourself, you could pick up any joker, you know, that don't treat you right. But when you're feeling really good and internally, you're like, I got it going on. You know, my spiritual game is on point. I look good. I feel good. You know, my job is going good. The kids is not acting a fool. You know, you're feeling like you just got it, you know, all the way together. You 9 times out of 10 are not going to attract somebody that wants to abuse that, because that's not the person that the predator wants, right? And so as we're developing and we're recognizing our worth and our natural born influence, and LaShonda, you know, I talk about this all the time with the natural influence. Mm-hmm. Women are natural influencers. I guarantee you wherever you live right now, or even in a previous relationship, if you're single, you probably chose where you live. You probably chose the brand of milk that's being drunk right now. You probably influenced the bread. You probably influenced the doctor, the dentist, the brand of paper towels, the toothpaste. You probably had a lot to do with a lot of things in your house. Mm-hmm. And I think women have to recognize and go back to that natural state of us, that femininity in us, and really recognize how influential, how powerful we were created to be. And I think we need to be reminded of that when times like this occur, so that we can remember that we have the ability to pivot, that we can dial back and nurture those strengths, you know, again, because sometimes we do suppress them. It's almost like, have you ever had this instance where, you know, there's things you can do, and then there's things that you used to do because you had to do them, and now you don't have to do them, so right. You don't. But if you had to,
no problem, then you can do it, right?
Right, you have to work yourself into it, but you would get it.
Correct.
So I want women to make sure that they recognize and remember the resiliency that we really do have and what is true, because it's so easy. It's so easy. Trust me, I'm a human being too. It's so easy to get caught up in what's happening in the world today. But what you have to recognize is, and you have to recognize that we owe this to ourselves, we owe this to the people we lead, is that you cannot allow a toxic relationship between you and social media, between you and in the media, between you and the memes that they were funny, but now that you've seen the 50th one, it's making you feel sad or depressed.
Right, right.
It's making you doubt your faith. You know, you have to take control of that. And that's something that we do have power over. And that's just a reminder, I think, for every single woman listening to this, is we are the only ones responsible for our life. Even if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. The parents did this and you was born this way and you was born and you tall or you light or you dark or you size sexy or you thin. It doesn't matter. Every single decision that is happening now while we're adults, we have the ability to shape that. And so I think those are some really important components, is reminding women how influential and resilient and powerful we are. So when it comes back to business, people and women specifically can draw on that so that they can make better leadership type decisions.
Yeah. And you touched on a whole lot there. One, options, focus, yeah, intention, you know, and all of that. And like I always say to the women, you want to have options. You want your options to be open. And like you were just saying, you know, even if you don't have to do it, even if you're not the one to do it, you know, obviously you are influencing, or the main influence in your household in one way or another.
Sure.
You know, so I think it's always key, even if you're not that person, that you need to know what's going on. You need to know your numbers. You need to be familiar with all of that. And in order for you to be able to exercise your options, like at such a time as this, you want to tap in to your worth and know your value. Absolutely. And know your purpose. I mean, it's a part of overall just knowing your purpose, because you have a lot of women that will say, or at one time or another, you know, it's like, well, you know, I don't really want to start a business, or I'm not into doing this or doing that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you call it. You don't even have to call it starting a business. But again, in order for you to have options,
yes,
and for you, regardless, because it will be a need for you to be able to exercise your skill set or to monetize something at some point, rather if your spouse dies, you know, if you just so happen to get divorced, or if you just so happen to lose your job, or if you were not working, but you were basically taking care of the household, but now something else happened and just changed up into that. Like your husband could have been working. He may not have died, but like now he may be working somewhere where now they've released him or they've laid him off.
Sure.
Yeah. So, again, so if you were in the home and if you were already doing something, or at least if you were familiar and you had already tapped into that, then, okay, yes, you still would have some work to do to get up and running and working, but you would not still be all and out just exhausted of, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do. And, you know, because that creates a whole nother set of issues, yeah, whatever that goes on, you know, surrounding you along with fear and all of that and being stuck.
Absolutely.
So my main thing with women is you want to have the power to control your economy. You want to have multiple streams. You want to be doing multiple things.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, and
go ahead.
And I think too, you know, to that, and just so people don't get overwhelmed, right? It's not that you gotta, you know, have 75 things up in the air at a time.
Right.
You know, you master monetizing your job if you're still working. Master your 401k. Master your insurance options. Right. You know, and then you may start and have something else over here. Maybe you and your family, or you and your spouse, or you and a friend, or just you may maybe you want to start invest in a business or invest in someone else that may be doing something that would also benefit you financially. You know, so you have all your eggs in a few different baskets. And one of the things I wrote down was you want to create, and I think this is where people get confused with the word options. You want to create, you want to be moving towards creating a life with options. You don't want what you're creating to be optional. And I think that's where people
are
stuck. You know what I'm saying? I think that's how you can be successful, because many of the women I work with already make six figures and that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happens is when they want to do something on the side or they know that something on the side could be a full-time thing, I think sometimes they make the thing optional. And when you make the thing optional, it's hard to create the life with options, because in order to create the life with options, you have to be absolute about the thing you decided you wanted to do. And so I think for women, we have to recognize like where we are in that process, and it's all evolving, like it's ever evolving. But just really where we are in that process, and recognize that once you're in it, you have, especially right now with so many people working from home. My office is at home anyway, so this is like my regular life. Quarantine happens to be my regular life. For many people, right? And for a lot of people, it's new because, you know, they're having new experiences. And there's a lot on families right now with having all the kids there. Everybody's there all day, you know, so there's no space for people to individualize. But it's important to make sure that you recognize. And the other thing you said was, it's important for you to be aware of what's happening. So, you know, as to say with the finances and these different components. It doesn't mean you have to be a master of them.
Correct.
Right? Now, when it comes to your business, even in your business, you don't have to be the master of every single thing that needs to be done, but you should be fully aware.
Correct.
You know, you definitely be only doing the things that you're mastering, but you should be aware, you know, of what's happening. You know, the husband may be, or the whoever may be the best person for the finances. They may not be you, but you should definitely be aware. So I think when we pivot, I think what that looks like is it's you being innovative. It's, to me, it's like God supersizing what you was already doing. Mm-hmm. So if your back was up against the wall and we say pivot, it's like, okay, this is what I was doing. If God was going to just give me a big push, you know, what would that innovation, what would that bravery, that courage in whatever you're doing, what would that bring out in you? Right? It's the thing that you're almost scared to say about your business or your brand. Oh, if this happened, then I would do this and I would do that. I would partner with this person. And I guess my question is, what would be stopping you from doing that now?
What would be stopping you? And from what you were just speaking of, you were speaking of mainly the ones who may have already been doing a thing, or they were in a dual role. So they had a job over here and they may have had the business or the hobby in the background, but now you're bringing that to the forefront. But to the one that was not doing anything, you know, what would we say to that woman who was not doing anything, but now it's like, okay, I know I should have been doing it, but okay, time is here. Now what?
Yeah, that's a really, you know, that's a really great place to be in, honestly, because you're at the bottom, you're at the start, you know, you're at the zero line, you know, you're at that, on your mark, get set, get ready, however it goes. You're there, right? Mm-hmm. So you get the opportunity to start fresh. You get the opportunity to ask yourself lots of questions and to explore. And I think to give yourself a little grace in your exploration, I think you owe it to yourself to go back and revisit the things that you were excited about that you abandoned because you were comfortable, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think you owe it to yourself to, you know, give yourself a weekend of binging and just getting immersed. I think you owe it to yourself to have some conversations with people that are in the same place as you, you know, and see how they jump back in, you know?
Right.
And this is the beautiful thing about pivoting, is that it doesn't matter where you are. There's always somewhere to go.
That's true. That's true.
You know, it's always somewhere to go. So people are like, oh my God, I'm just starting. You still got somewhere to go. You know, it's a really, and there's a meme or a quote, I don't know who said it, but it says, don't compare your day one to somebody else's, you know, day 1500. Like, that's not your journey. Your journey is yours, and you get the opportunity to pivot and to have conversations with your people that you want to work with, or friends, to get feedback and all those things. So if you haven't been doing anything, you know you should end the beating up on yourself. So let that go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to spend any energy on.
That's a lot of it.
Yes, what I should have been doing, and I would have been this far, because every single woman has said, I should have been married and blah, blah, blah by this time, and I should have had this. We're not going to do that. Your journey has been your journey.
Right.
And you are who you are because of it, and we can't take anything away from that. And so even your procrastination was a part of the process.
And for the ones that say, oh, okay, well, yeah, I went to school, or I didn't go to school, or I was working at one point, so I have this skill. But then you have those who may not have worked at all. There still isn't an excuse for you not to be doing something or figuring out what you're going to do, because there is no a job or school is not a qualifier for you to operate in your purpose.
I agree with that. And I think women owe it to themselves also, LaShonda, to just be honest with yourself, right? So I don't want to make my goals your goals, right? If you're listening, but if you know that there's something that you want to do, then you should do it. If you genuinely feel in your spirit that you're fulfilled where you're at, and you genuinely believe that you are living in your purpose and that's something that's important to you, then have that. But if you know that that's not it for you, and you're dreaming about what it could be, and you're visualizing, and you may not admit it, but you might even be a little envious of a couple of people for no reason at all.
Right.
Then you owe it to yourself to explore it, to give yourself your best shot.
And that's what I was going to say. The note that I made here, yeah, was being real with yourself, because really a lot of it is comparing. You sitting back and comparing yourself to someone else, and or you looking at, like you mentioned before, where they are, and you looking at now from the point where you are starting from, you know, and that's really like causing you to procrastinate and sit and sulk or whatever, because you're looking at the distance, you know, that you have to go to get up and go. But really, again, that has nothing to do with it, because you will still remain in the same place that you are, which is at ground zero.
Absolutely.
If you keep looking and comparing or whatever.
And what you should do, and you should look, right, to a degree. Don't get so focused forward focused on other folks that you forget to keep your head down on your own task. But you should look for inspiration. You should look at those other individuals or entities or brands and be inspired that if they can do it, you can do it too. You should look at those individuals from a standpoint of mentorship or, you know, possibility. And that's okay. But you should never look at it and think for 1 minute that they're better than, because one day they were where you were, which was, where do I go from here? They just started sooner. That's it.
Right.
That's their journey, and that's okay. And so I think women, we are such an amazing and resilient species, and we're so important, I think, to just mankind. I think it's so important that we be a little more kind to ourselves, even in, and not just because of this pandemic that's happening right now, in general, you know, we should be more kind to ourselves, and we should be more kind to one another. Give yourself a little bit of grace, but also get serious. And when you ask yourself what you want and you answer truthfully, however many those things are, then it's your obligation to get to the business of making it happen, of aligning.
Correct. Because if not, then you're still, again, time is still ticking. Time is still going by. So, I mean, then you're like, woe is me, but you're still stuck. You're still staying stuck, because now you're just going into this, you're spiraling downward because you're not moving. So in mentioning that, let's talk about what you consider it as key daily habits or mental agility that women need to just keep going. When you look back at you as you were moving forward and moving to the next level, or you know, you having to stop, pivot, and change, what are some things that you implemented and still do probably implement to keep moving and pivoting?
Well, I think before there's things that I do, there's things I don't do.
Okay.
And I think it's important to bring up the things that I don't do first. And some things that I don't do is I don't waste my time. I don't gossip. I don't consume negativity. People or television. Some people might say it's extreme, but I just don't have that. And my ex-husband used to say I live in a bubble. He was like, how is it in that April, that epic April bubble you got going on? I was like, oh, it's happy in here. We happy. but seriously, those are some things I don't do. So I like to keep my spirit clean, you know, and, I mean, genuinely, I'm a good human. Like, I want to be a good person. And that's important to me. And that means that I can't participate in what I call low vibrational or low spiritual behavior.
That's good.
So I think people always want to know, well, what you doing? Well, no, sometimes, right. Sometimes we're between the difference between where you are and where you want to be is not necessarily that you need to add more things to do. Sometimes it's that you need to stop some of the habits that's preventing you from actually getting there.
Right. Right.
You know? And so for me, those are a couple of things. Now, in regards to what I do, one of the things is I'm the exact opposite, right? So I talk to my Fab Three every day, you know, to get that positivity in those three people that are aligned with me. I'm aligned with them. I want them to succeed. They want me to succeed. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't think we had time, but I have time to talk to these people every day, you know, almost every day through the week. I have time to, hey, how you doing? Even if it's just an inbox message, hey, how you doing? What's going on today? You know, sending you some good vibes, you know, all that is so important. And you know why? You know why? Just turn on the freaking television.
Yeah, it's enough of that. Mm-hmm.
Scroll through your social media. You know, look what people are talking about. You will find yourself in a virtual social depression.
That's right.
So you absolutely need shows like Worth to Wealth. You need leaders like LaShonda DeBru. You need the positivity from your friends or your peers. You need that blog that you might read, or that email that you might read, or that something you might listen to on your way in. You need that because you have to feed this. You have to equally feed the soul. It can't just be negativity flying all around us. We got to equally. And so that's one of the things that I do, is I equally feed. I am all about the positive friends and laughing. And another thing, I go to bed to comedy.
That's good.
Before I sleep, I don't watch scary movies at night. I don't hardly watch scary movies. I don't watch anything negative. I don't want to see anyone being hurt. People watch things like The World's Dumbest Criminal. And so I can't watch any of that stuff. Anything where a person might be injured, I can't stomach it. I just cannot watch it. And then it'll seep into my sleep and I'll dream about it. So I'm very, first of all, self-aware. And so then I don't participate in things that are going to trigger my awareness.
Right.
So that's really important. Like, I really protect my space. I'm so happy at home by myself. I'm so good.
So in hindsight, just looking over the years, I guess, what can you say were some key things that were pivotal into keeping you moving forward? And maintaining, because obviously we're still, like you just said, with everything going on, it was just a lot.
Self-awareness is the biggest thing. That's the work nobody wants to do. That's the thing most women are running from. That's the thing most people are running from. It's hard to face yourself. You know, it is. It's the hardest work I've ever done. But I am my longest project.
That's right.
I mean, seriously. And it is, you know, because a lot of women, we've dealt with so many different traumas and rejections and different things just through growing up or career, you know, relationships. We have all these different experiences. And so for me, I think for what keeps me, you got to know you first. There's no external anything that's going to keep you grounded if you're not grounded. Which is why, you know, women, they can get a massage every week. They can have plenty of money. They can look good, have perfect body,
but if you're not,
be miserable and want to end their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of that personal awareness and fulfillment that we have to really grab hold of. So that's the first thing, is you need to be personally aware. That may look like you may have to hire you a personal development coach. Because see, sometimes before people can work with you, LaShonda, in your business, sometimes they have mindset issues that don't have anything to do with the work you do, but it's preventing them from accomplishing the goal. So a lot of times these professional women, we may have these goals out here, but people can't get to them because their personal hangups are hanging them up.
Correct.
So I think that's really important. That's my number one. I think the number two thing is, I think, and this is for me, okay? These are things that I do. This is not me making it sound good, because this is what I do. But one of the things I learned when I first got into this space, the very first thing I did, the very first, was I hired somebody to help me. It was $189. I hired someone who knew something about what I was talking about or what I wanted, who was already there and can help me sort out my thoughts so that I could be moving forward, right? And so then that speaks to that alignment and what that looks like. You know, and when we talk about pivoting, you got to have something to pivot.
Right.
If you're a mess, that's not going to work. If you don't know your direction because you don't have any guidance, you know, then where are you actually pivoting to? And I think the last thing is really being clear on your leadership responsibility. I remember... And let's be very clear, every woman is a leader. There is not a woman, I don't care if you got kids, don't have kids, it doesn't matter. Every woman is a leader. And by definition, leader is a position that you have taken the position to lead. Right? You have taken a position to route, to give people access to a particular thing in a particular direction. That is a leader. That means you said that you want to do this. You're going to write this book. You're going to do this talk. You're going to lead this movement. You're going to do this. You have taken a position to take people in a particular direction. You are giving people an example to follow. Then you have to own that. I remember, LaShonda, when I first got in this space, I was partnering with another person. And I remember we had came up against our first challenge, meaning our first problem. And I remember asking this person, I simply said, do you feel responsible for these people? And the person said, no. And I said, that's the difference between you and me. I said, I feel responsible for where I'm leading people. I feel responsible for what I'm saying and what people are doing as a result of what I'm saying. I feel responsible because I took the position as a leader. I own that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is very important. If you step into the space, don't play around with it.
And that's what separates you, obviously.
And this is
You were, oh, okay, you paused for a minute, but go ahead, you were still talking. So.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was just saying, you know, you were saying that's what separates what?
That's what separates you from really running a business and being a business owner versus you just playing in something or running it functionally as a hobby.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. Because as a leader and being in business, and if you are running that business, then there's some things you just gonna have to step up to the plate and do and make the decision to keep moving forward and do whatever is necessary to pivot, move, reinvent, or whatever, like even now where we are today. Like, seriously, if you're serious about your business, then you just have to show up, like, and keep it moving, yeah.
And I think too, you know, women, I think we can definitely spend a lot of time romanticizing about the wrong things. It's so easy to get caught up with mm-hmm. beautiful graphics and people you think you should be following because their stuff looks great. And then you find out they don't actually have leadership integrity. They aren't who they say they are. You don't want to be that, right? You want to be, if at the end of your life, God asks you or whatever you believe in, you were questioned by this higher power. I'm going to say God. And the question was, were you the best at what you did? Were you the best? Did you represent the mission I gave you the way that I would have wanted you to mm-hmm. represent it? Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to say yes. You should be able to say yes. You know, and so, I mean, and people are like, April, you sound so serious. You know who was serious? Harriet Tubman.
Real serious.
You know who was serious? All the people that got beat just for trying to.
Before us, yeah.
You know, and so it is serious. You know, for many of us, for me, it's serious. You know, and LaShonda knows this because she's a part of my community. But, I mean, I lost my dad. You know, it's serious for me to be able to pay for his funeral. It is serious. Right. You're talking about your families, your kids, your peace of mind, your fulfillment, more importantly. Even if you take it outside of other people, because we always helping other people, your personal fulfillment. Women are so comfortable being discontented. And if you want to get from your understanding your worth to get to the wealth, then you really got to be in tune with that worth. And you really got to understand that you are worthy, that you're valuable, but your actions and your decisions have to be aligned with worthy and valuable decisions.
Correct. Correct.
So this pandemic is not going to take us out. This is a time, I believe, for us to regroup, think, replan, mend, heal. People so worried about being bored and being at home. But did you heal?
Right.
But did you heal?
Right, right.
From the husband that you barely talking to and you mad that you got to be at home with him? But did you heal? And so I think that is the bigger thing, right? Everybody wants the money, but what's preventing it is the person staring back at you in the mirror.
Correct. Those layers, peeling back those layers, peeling them back. And like you were saying, dealing with you personally and those personal hangups, along with the self-care, you know, and all that, that's very important, doing your work, really doing your work.
It is. It is important. And it's not only that, and listen to this, it is, let me tell you something about the work. The work is disrespectful. The work is disrespectful.
I know that's right.
It's disrespectful.
It's ugly. Yeah, exactly.
It is. You know, because it forces you to admit things mm-hmm. that makes us humans, women, leaders, take responsibility for our BS. And you got to be in a place to deal with that. And so it's important. So the greatest thing to me, I think, in this time around pivoting is knowing that you can, no matter where you are, whether you have, it doesn't matter. This is a clean slate. Today is a clean slate.
It is.
Nobody made a mistake today. You know, you get a clean slate. And that's a beautiful thing. because not everyone got a clean slate. So while you're at home and you are following your state's laws, I want you to think about a woman. I'm gonna make up a name. I'm gonna call her Justina. This is a real person. I'm just changing her name for her privacy. Mm-hmm. I was up working late last night, and for whatever reason, I popped on and I started scrolling on Facebook. And I saw a post of a beautiful couple. And that post said that this woman's fiance died of this virus last night. And this woman is a part of our community. And he doesn't have another opportunity. And her life will never be the same. It will be forever changed. Not to say that that's bad, but she definitely is about to be on a journey that none of us want to be on. None of us want anyone we know to be on. None of us. Tragic. And so when I think about our opportunity, is that God gave us this time. Let's use it. For the greater good.
And breathing. That's right. I'm still living and breathing.
And that's what you have to hold on to, because that's all there is. So that's what I want to leave the ladies with.
Thank you. And then tell them where they can find you and
absolutely
connect with you, continue to connect with you.
Sure. So the best place to find me, if you're a service-based business, the best place to really connect with me is in my Facebook group, Domination Nation. If you go to joinaprielle.com, that's joinaprielle.com, it'll take you right to the group, Domination Nation, where we have resources and, you know, it's just a fun community to be a part of. If you are not in business and you decide, you know what, I just want to follow her because I might like her personality, then you can follow me on Instagram. So just search for my name and I'll pop up. And those are the two best places to connect with me.
Because she is hilarious. A whole nother podcast.
I know, it is a whole nother podcast, isn't it? You know what's so great about us as women is that we are so super layered. Like, I feel like I'm so glad we have these different platforms, because I really do. You remember when that meme came out when they had like, this is your Instagram, this is Facebook, this is
right.
You know, I really feel like that. I feel like, okay, over here is what I do over here. over Instagram is where I can get the, you know, over here is where all the business content is, you know. And, but I think it helps us compartmentalize all the different layers in the parts of us that, you know, would otherwise overwhelm people that don't live in your household.
Correct. So, and that's true. But that's why, though, that's why, as they can say, they probably be like, that's her again. I know they walking down the steps, they're like, we know that voice. Like, but they're like, that's her again, because it's in different aspects, different times of the day. You know, you're doing something that's different. So I'm like, yeah, because it's not about business right now. It's about going slow. I mean, right. Listen at different times, but.
We got to be okay with being who we are, you know, and I'm very comfortable in my skin. And you just got to be okay with you. But, you know, we grow up to that place because it wasn't always like that. So, okay. And that's the beauty of this. So thank you so much for doing this and imparting wisdom, bringing people to your audience and the women that are connected to you. I think it's important to continue to have that positive voice so people can continue to have hope and do amazing things.
And thank you, ma'am, for accepting and coming on and sharing with the audience. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
So this has been another recording or segment for Worth to Wealth. I hope you all have enjoyed it. I certainly have enjoyed it, and I hope you all have gotten a lot out of this podcast and something that will help you to pivot, to move forward, and continue on your path of Worth to Wealth. So we look forward to seeing you and sharing with you on the next segment. Thank you. Bye-bye.